Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Wai Tse Leung, a lecturer of Academy of Computer Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg. Doc, thank you for joining us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
So I'm just going to ask you, were you surprised by the revelations on 60 Minutes last night by Francis Haugen talking about the Facebook algorithm and just how manipulative it is?
No, not at all. You see, the problem is this isn't the first time they've been caught with their hand in the cookie jar, so to speak. If you recall, a few years ago, they had the Cambridge Analytica scandal.
Yes.
Where it was revealed that they were using this information on the users. Okay, not Facebook itself, but, you know, they allowed for it to happen. And, you know, the whole thing is social media at this point is being abused to the point that people are, and it might not be Facebook themselves, it's the people who use Facebook know how Facebook works and they manipulate the algorithm to their advantage.
Well, I would have thought that those would have been Facebook employees. I suppose that remains to be seen. But really what she was asserting was that when it came to make a decision between the interests of the community versus the interest of Facebook, at all times, Mr. Zuckerberg chose the interests of Facebook to the extent that, I think his market capitalization is now $1 trillion, certainly very profitable. But, if that is causing issues like storming the Capitol in America and really serious issues like that, where do we go to from here, Doc?
Okay, I'm going to be very jaded about this. But yep, there's going to be a situation where we're all very upset because, obviously, I think when you heard the news that they ignored the warning signs, they deliberately allowed this to continue.
Yep. Yep.
You probably were offended. Many of us were offended. And maybe some of us are going to delete our Facebook accounts in protest, but that doesn't stop the numbers from growing. And, you know, it takes very little time for people to forget that this is a problem and then they're back onto the game. Because, you know, the way Facebook works is the model is they're selling you as the product. They do it for free, right? Because you can sign up for an account.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can connect to your friends. It doesn't cost me any money to do that. That's because they're selling you as a product. They're selling you so that, you know, advertisers can come in and they go, right, Facebook is the place to be to advertise because there are so many people spending time there. So it's in Facebook's interest to say, well, let's keep you interested. Let's keep you there. Let's put you in contact with other people that we know will get you to continue to engage because then the advertisers will be happy. And then they will continue to pour in the dollars.
I hear you loud and clear, but we can't live in a society where voices are given to organizations such as QAnon, pedophiliacs, Nazis and the like, all in the name of profit. Surely, I mean, where's the debates happening whether a corporation should have this kind of power over society or not? Are you guys dealing with these issues at the universities? Are you debating these issues?
Oh, we definitely discuss this. So I discussed this in my class with our IT students, and we ask them these questions, and obviously it's about do you put profit over what is right? And unfortunately, in the case of Facebook, it does look like they decided that profit was the great way to go. On the other hand, you could argue that for them, it's about making sure that the investors get the maximum benefit. And imagine, let's say, for example, South Africa's biggest pension fund invests in Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, I think the people who benefit from that pension fund would want Facebook to continue deriving as much income as possible. So there's that one extreme. On the other end, you want to say, well, then Facebook must be good. They must behave and they must be ethical. They if they see a problem like this, as you say, promoting QAnon and so on, spreading misinformation, they should not allow this to continue. They should not allow this to proceed. But does that business model work for them? And I think society with our short-term memories are allowing them to get away with it's fine. And I think it's also for us to, you know, it's one thing for the developers to say, oh, this is wrong, we won't do it. But society overall rewards this kind of behavior. And so it's really up to us to say, okay, when we teach our IT professionals and tell them, look, we expect you to behave appropriately, ethically, but, you know, that layer of reward, society rewarding these people for being unethical. So it's not just about, we can only do so much and say, we teach our people, please be professional. Don't be that person that works at Facebook, overlooks this and says, in the name of business, let's maximize profits. Let's ignore the warning signs. But, you know, will this happen, you know, with this latest revelation, force Facebook to behave better? I don't know. Like, this is not the first time Facebook has been told you're wrong. You were guilty of doing this. And then sometimes they will hide behind the free speech and say, oh, no, but we're letting everyone have a voice.
So did Zuckerberg's wealth drop by $7 million last night because of the disclosures of the algorithms or because of the failure of Facebook for whatever reason it failed?
I believe that at this point people are nervous, and so his income has plunged, yes, about, I think, $7 billion. In a matter of hours.
Mm-hmm.
But will he recover that money?
Pretty
there's
sure.
A possibility. I think that it is definitely, I wouldn't say no to it. I don't have enough faith to believe that we will remember this, that we will not allow this to happen. We all get offended, but, you know, it's like I say, this is not the first time it has happened.
Found it fascinating that whereas my gut was telling me that legislation would be the way to deal with this issue, you're saying no. You're saying it has to come from us, the individuals who use the platform, to say, no, stop investing my pension in that particular investment. I'm not going to use it, et cetera, et cetera. Sort of a bottom-up rather than a top-down approach.
I think it's up to us because, you know, I know there are trust funds and so on and fund managers who are starting to move in that direction and say, look, we're not going to invest in companies that are known to behave unethically and so on. And I see that's becoming more prominent in the news. Obviously, I'm not an economics expert, but I see that happening. And I think I like using these examples for my students and tell them, look, at the end of the day, short term, it doesn't look like you're going to win. It makes more sense for you to do the unethical thing. But long term, keep that in mind, that maybe we are going to get to a point where it makes sense to play the long game and just behave ethically, even if you're not going to make the millions and billions that you would if you were unethical.
Yeah, but you're going to have a sustainable society that's going to prosper and, you know, go into the future in a way that we would want it to. This invest in unrest just makes absolutely no sense to me. But, Doc, thank you for your time this afternoon. I think this is going to be a debate that we're only beginning to grasp the importance of it, and we will be talking about it more and more often, I'm sure.
Definitely. Thank you for inviting me.